This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura on Hope 103.2. Very pleased to have with us on the line from Wellington, New Zealand, Brad Dring, frontman of Rapture Ruckus. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Doing very well. Now, you're all sort of en route via New Zealand to come to Australia. So excited to have you here. Is it kind of, do you feel like you're doing a bit of a home show when you come to Australia?
You know what? It is. It's so much, I don't know, it's just got New Zealand and Australia just have their own vibe to them. We play a lot of shows in America and Canada and other places, but it's always, being down this part of the world is always super special and awesome.
And you see quite a lot on the road as well. There's lots of ups and lots of downs, and I noticed you seem to be spotting a bit of a trend with the bum bags. Is this a Kiwi trend, or was this in the States?
The bum bags? I was in line, must have been like 2 days ago at the airport, and I noticed like about four or five people were in the line and checking into the airport, I'm wearing bum bags, so I was just like, what's going on here? So I had to put it out there and find out if I was missing out on some trend.
I don't think you are.
I don't personally own one, but yeah.
That's good to know, because I don't remember wearing bum bags since like back in the early 90s, at least.
I know, right? So I was like, maybe they're trending big time and I missed out, so I had to find out.
And are there kind of any plans for you to bring your little boy on the road? I know you recently, what was this, 5 weeks ago now, that you just welcomed him into the world?
Yep, seven weeks old now, my little guy. His name's Roman, and I'd been over in America. I went back for a little 10-day tour, and then I've just got back. So I've spent the last night and day hanging out with my little guy, and then popping over to Australia today or tomorrow. We fly out, and then we're all heading back to America. Yeah, our family's always tour with us. They travel with us as often as they want to, so it's always nice having the families and the wives and the kids with us on the road. It's real special.
Yeah, and a lot of the Australian audience that you're going to see, they may not actually be very familiar with, you know, the origins of your musical journey. Is there kind of, what is the story? What's the beginning for you?
Well, we started about 12 years ago, I know, it's a long time, but we started 12 years ago, and I was studying music, doing like a degree in music. I left high school early, and through a bunch of crazy circumstances, anyway, I ended up, you know, in this new kind of relationship with God for the first time, and then at the same time, we'd started these sort of like composition recording projects at the course I was on. So we started writing and recording songs for the first time, and that's what ended up becoming the first Rapture Ruckus EP, which we distributed ourselves sort of around Wellington and burnt copies and gave them to our friends, and that's kind of where it all started. And then we got signed from then and started the journey. So it's been pretty cool. And then it was about 4 years ago when we finally signed to Tooth & Nail Records in America, and that's when we started touring out in America and various other places around the world. So it's been a long journey, but it's been awesome.
It has been a good one. I noticed as well there's Dove Award nominations in there. You won a New Zealand Music Award, and also just after Parachute Festival this year, your latest album, Open Your Eyes, it got to number one. It's quite cool to see that kind of response from the industry and also from fans, but has there been a key moment amongst that for you as, you know, as the artist?
Oh man, all of it is pretty, any of that stuff, whether getting a number one album or winning a music award or any of that stuff is just kind of just craziness. Like we don't even think about it until it happens, you know what I mean? And then we're like, far out, how did that happen, you know? I don't think we've ever kind of lumped ourselves in with, I know we've just kind of always just kind of done our own thing, and so yeah, it's cool, and it's definitely like real flattering, especially like I think the album's charts thing was a big monumental thing for us to know that, because it's so, especially in New Zealand, we're so blatantly about what we're about and branded as a Christian group, and I think that was a pretty cool statement to the country that is, you know, people out there that care enough about that sort of stuff to get the album to number one. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you're obviously telling a story that people connect with through your lyrics and things like that, I guess.
Yeah, we've always tried to, the whole point of what we of our songs and that, we always have written songs for the people that we meet as we travel and our friends, and we've always tried to write from our hearts and a place of vulnerability. And I think you know, I think people just, that sort of message resonates with people, you know, even whether they necessarily always agree with what you're saying or not. I think there's something about knowing that someone's speaking truth and speaking from their heart that resonates with people. So that's what I've always tried to do.
One of the songs that is stand out for us, especially that we play quite a lot, I really enjoy this one. It's called Hold On. It's quite a strong message in that song. Can you tell us the story behind it?
Yeah, well, we just wrote that song maybe four years ago. I wrote it at a time for a few of my closest friends were going through some real tough situations and situations I didn't really have any answers for. And I remember feeling really helpless and praying for them and then just started writing a song for them. You know, I was like, sometimes I don't have the words to say, you know, for the situations, kind of helpless situations, like a friend's marriage was falling apart and we had a friend who was, he just sort of had like a nervous breakdown, and a friend who was had sort of been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And we wrote the song for them and gave it to them, you know, and we ended up playing it and at our shows, and man, like the crazy response we got to that was just like nothing we'd ever had before, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails with people sharing with us how the song had touched them. So it was when we knew we were kind of onto something. It's been a great part of our set and stuff ever since. So yeah, it's been an amazing song for us.
When you write songs like that and all your songs, are you conscious of how they're going to translate to the audience in a live context? Because your live shows, they absolutely go off. There is such a high level of energy and, you know, audience participation, all of that. Is that part of the songwriting process?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think coming from New Zealand, we never had that. Like, being in America now, a lot more, you notice a lot. It's all about a lot more about writing songs for radio and that sort of thing. We're always, our concept was always to write shows live. That was always, that's how we kind of came up, and that's kind of how we made our fans and made our career, or whatever it was, through touring, you know. We had radio for a long time, that came a lot later. So, yeah, it's always in the back of your mind when you're writing a song, is like, how's this going to, imagining that with an audience. So it's always been what we do when we're writing songs. It's always, how's it going to translate live?
And are you always trying to kind of push the boundaries in terms of what you do on stage? I mean, I saw you at Parachute Festival. You had the Zorb ball out there with the crowd. That looked a bit wild. It also looked like you were struggling to kind of get back to the stage as you're running inside this Zorb ball. Is it kind of, how do you kind of manage those moments?
It was pretty funny. We had one in America, but we found out it was going to be cheaper just to order a new one to ship to New Zealand for that show instead of trying to ship that one. So we had a new one, but what we didn't realize is it had handles on it around where you get into it. So the kids managed to grab onto the handle, so it kind of got stuck in the crowd. It was a pretty funny moment. I looked down and I could see the kids swinging on the handles, and I was like, oh no, let go, let go.
It's not quite going to plan.
Yeah, so I know for next time we cut the handles off.
Nah, that's all right. But it was cool to see as well, you released your new single, In Crowd, while you were there. That song, free download for people online as well, that they really picked up on. Tell us more about this song.
Yeah, it's kind of similar story. Like, we've been travelling around, we've done a lot through high schools over the year, and even in Australia, like around Queensland and New South Wales over the years. We've done a lot of playing through high schools, and the story remains the same, you know, talking to kids, that there's so many kids that feel, I guess, left out, or whether it's the bullying thing, and just feel, I guess, you know, left out of what we call like the in crowd, and they're just always struggling to try to be into this crowd. And we just, you know, I don't think people find out maybe once they kind of leave school, a lot of those kids that are the outcast kind of kids go on to be, you know, they go on to be the world changers. And we just wanted to write a song for them. And I know, because things can be tough at high school, but the song's about in crowd. It's about kind of going against the grain and just being who you are and being who God made you to be, and not trying to be anybody else. So, we hadn't recorded the song properly. So, yeah, so we recorded it live at the Parachute Festival, and we put up the live recording of it on our website. So we'll put out a studio version of it soon, but there's a live version that's free download at rapturerecords.com at the moment.
Fantastic. Brad, it has been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the call. And we look forward to seeing you in Melbourne tomorrow night. Maybe Sydney shows around the corner.
Yeah, you may be.
Thanks.
We're amping to be over there. So, yep, we got to fly out at like 4:30 in the morning tomorrow. So we're going to be
the life of a musician. Have fun, and we'll catch you soon.
All right, awesome, dude. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.